That was the sound at the Seattle Center Coliseum 50 years ago today. That's the sound of 14,000 screaming fans who packed the Coliseum to see the Beatles' first live Pacific Northwest show. One stop on the Fab Four's debut American tour. Journalists were out in force to chronicle local Beatlemania. By all accounts, the fans were screaming so loud you couldn't really hear the band that much. A dozen kids needed medical attention. There's a wealth of photos that document the frenzy, but one 19-year-old photographer named Timothy Egan focused his camera on the stage.
Take a look at this picture. It's sort of subtle, but this is a great Timothy Egan moment, I think. He's got what you expect to see. There's Paul and George on stage at the mic playing, but kind of flanking them, out of focus, but clearly visible, are these two Seattle police officers. One has got his hands firmly stuck over his ears, but he's smiling. He's having fun, but it is so loud in there. Ouch, my ears hurt. I've got to block it.
Howard Giske is photography curator at Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first local appearance today, Mohai has a short-term mini-show on display in its main atrium. Marcy Silman met up with Giske to talk about Timothy Egan and his work at that show 50 years ago.
He managed to talk his way into the first Beatles concert in Seattle, 1964. And Timothy played hockey and boxed in high school, and he literally fought his way to the front of the stage and through the police lines there and got right up front and center and got probably the best pictures I've seen of the Beatles here that day. There were lots of press photographers up in the stands taking photographs of the crowd and the hysteria and the story that was all about Beatlemania, but Timothy focused on the band and got some terrific pictures.
So we're looking at, I think, the front of this modest but important exhibit, and right in the middle you've got the biggest photo. Describe that for me.
John Lennon is standing at the edge of the stage, looking out over the audience. There's 14,000 plus people there. Not a big crowd by today's standards, but filled the Coliseum then. He's playing his guitar. At the edge of the stage, you see some of the security detail, which included sailors, United States Navy guys, along with Seattle Police Department. They called up the reserves here to make sure that the band would be secure on stage. And the concert is probably about halfway over here. He's playing, and one of the 12 tunes, their set list that day was just 12 songs, and it was done. The entire concert was 29 minutes by the clock.
This was the Beatles' first visit to Seattle, right?
Correct. Yes. And actually, part of their first American tour. 64 was an amazing year for them. They started in February on the Ed Sullivan Show, a couple of appearances there, a couple of live concerts, eastern part of the United States. And, of course, they'd been already popular in Britain and the world to some extent. But this tour, we were the third stop, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and then Seattle, on a 26-concert tour of the States that was done in a month. I mean, they were just really working hard and fast and having fun, I'm sure.
This other photo, let's walk over a little closer. It's John and Paul McCartney, and I don't quite know how close Timothy Egan was, but it looks like he's right at the edge of the stage.
He was just as close as he could possibly get. And as I mentioned, a lot of the photographers were working the crowd up behind and covering that angle, and certainly photographing the Beatles too, but mainly from their backs across this vast space full of people. And Timothy got right up close and did some pretty terrific photographs. So far, the only ones that anybody's really discovered from that vantage point.
How did you come by these photos?
We had been in touch with the Egan family, Mike Egan. He had retained them after his brother's death. He'd gotten the files from the agency in New York where Timothy had eventually worked, and had them. He was selling a few prints and wanting to be sure that they were protected and saved. He had a gallery in Pioneer Square. But he also knew about Mohai, knew about our program of collecting and preserving important Northwest history, and decided I think Mohai might be the best place.
Did they come to you as prints or as negatives?
Very good question. Just negatives, the original film from the camera.
So how many shots had Timothy Egan taken of this particular performance?
I think it's about 85 or 6 individual frames. So we exhibited just 9 of them. There's another whole show here. But we did definitely want to make sure that we connected with this 50th anniversary deadline.
Well, Howard, I'm wondering how you chose these particular 9 out of 3 rolls of film. What about, for example, what about this photo George and John stuck out to you? We don't even have to say their last names. Everybody
That's
knows
right.
who they are. But what stuck out to you about that?
I like this one because you can sort of see this couple guys making music. They are big stars. They're huge. But there's George standing there with this just almost kind of goofy smile looking out across the audience. And John's almost cut out of the picture at the edge of it, but you see this marvelous composition, I think. We're seeing some of the press box and the ceiling of the good old Coliseum. The Ringo's kind of hidden back here, so Ringo always, as usual, back on the drums, front and center. But you can see his drum kits back there. But the energy of this picture, I just love it. It's fun, it's intense, but it's not too self-proud. It's not posed clearly. It's just a couple guys in a band having a ball.
Now, this picture of George and John just enjoying the moment is next to a fan picture. It's a little bit out of focus, and it looks like it was something that just caught the photographer's attention.
And what we're seeing here is one of the 35 or so people, almost all teenage girls, who required first aid care at the concert, during or after. She has just completely fainted away. She's being carried off by what I think are probably 2 ushers from the Seattle Center Coliseum staff. She's out like a light and on her way to being revived. But this hysteria was intense. It was contagious. It was amazing. And I think that some people were surprised by it, that it manifests somehow Seattle. It's quiet little Seattle up here in the northwest corner. But sure enough, the entire town was going crazy for the Beatles.
What is this moment in time that you've captured in these 9 photographs? Tell us about Seattle, August 21st, 1964.
The concert was obviously a big event. And in researching it, I could see that both the Seattle Times and the PI gave it quite a bit of attention and credibility. But again, mostly looking at the cultural phenomenon and not necessarily so much the music. If you look at the rest of what's happening in the city at that time, or had happened, and the country, in fact, the Beatles are sort of an interesting escape in some ways. Just the year before, of course, our president had been assassinated. And there was, a couple years before that, the first Freedom Riders in the South. Then on another side of Seattle's history, we had just finished the Century 21 World's Fair. The spotlight was really on us. But I think that the Beatles and this concert tour for many people was more than a distraction, certainly, but a relief from sort of some difficult times we were going through and would continue to go through, in fact, in the next few years of the 60s. I mean, this was sort of the beginnings of lots of change, and it was a kind of a delightful way to kick it off, that's for sure.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I did.
The Beatles from 50 years ago at the Coliseum in Seattle Center. You heard Howard Giske, photography curator at Seattle's Museum of Industry, tell us about some rare photos of that 1964 appearance. That's going to be at Mohai through September 1st, through Labor Day. And by the way, if you're interested in more about that concert 50 years ago today, go to KUOW.org. We have a segment in our This Not Just In series about what happened when the Beatles came to Seattle. Just go to KUOW.org, and look for the Beatles.